at the DC. Now I am here. Okay, look at the thing. Let's take a couple of particles, but first we get this one.
Okay, what do I do here?
Let me send you this. Look, we will print copper, but first let's print this.
Okay. I hope my print is working okay.
Yes. And here I send you the link.
Okay, what do we have here? Predictable. Or is that predictable?
That one, exacto, predictable.
Okay, so, let's see, what do we want to do? First we save it. And then I open it. Okay, now I try to print it. Well, it's not showing. Oh, print. Still have an hourglass here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's, okay. Comparing 0%.
Yes, sir. Let's tune. Give you the sixth. Okay, first string.
They're pretty close.
It's higher. Turn it down. Little bit. Okay, great. Now play F sharp minor, the G sharp, bar 4.
G sharp.
Bar 4.
Is that okay?
It's free derivation.
Okay, it's not printing. Let me go try to get that thing going.
Okay. Thank you.
Ruben, the printer is not working. The printer isn't working.
Don't worry, let's just read it there.
Yeah, I really, you know, it would be so much more efficient if you could send me an email before
the
lesson.
That, but I wrote this only just 2 hours ago, it was online. I wrote it yesterday, and then I put it today. It's a new piece for new video.
Okay, now this darn thing is
locked
up.
When I had it before, I will send you one day before.
Okay, that would really be a lot better. Now this darn thing has locked up my computer. If I can get this thing unlocked. Task Manager. What do we have? Okay, well, I guess I'll just have to read it off the
let's just read the first chord, three chords.
Okay, the first one, okay, so we're at four.
That's right, G sharp minor, and then we play this.
Let's see. Now, you're all fuzzy for some reason.
Freeze the image, let me see.
Now you're there. You go. Well, okay. Now let me look at the music. So we go. Talking about?
Finger three means always left hand.
Left hand, okay.
Numbers left and letters right.
Okay, so one, finger three would be my middle finger?
1, 2, 3, 4 will be the fingers.
One, counting from,
finger two,
okay, 1, 2, 3 would be with my index finger.
Yes,
that's my ring finger, rather, my ring finger. Okay, so, what are we doing here?
Let's do finger three. The bar is there, and the finger three goes on the sixth fret, fourth string.
Sixth fret, fourth string. Okay.
That's right. And now the arpeggio starts from there. That's the initial posture.
Okay.
Put example 14 of the video. Let me show you how it sounds.
Oh, you got a video coming up here?
That's right. A new video I put just today.
Okay, which is that?
There were example 14. 14.
Let's see which one I got. I'm not sure which. 14. I don't see any 14.
14.
Where's 14?
1-4. Inside the description of the video, you will find the examples.
Okay, so. Show more. Oh, okay. Man, a lot of examples. Okay,
that's right,
so 14. 14.
Put the 1-4. Because this video is 1 hour, 45 minutes.
One, two,
this is how it has to sound.
The weather's pretty cold there in Malaga today.
A little bit.
Yeah, been cold here too. Still loading. I don't know why it's
okay.
So slow.
Close the other one. Okay.
I think you're. Okay,
let's
it finally came in.
Let's read it with the fingering and everything, because the index goes from the fourth string. Middle on the third, index on the fourth, ring finger on the second.
Okay.
Let's bring it from.
Okay, so this is C, the G.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, I think you're having trouble at your end, but...
No, I don't have any problems here now. I started the modem and everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, but no, why I say that is that your picture is very fuzzy looking.
A ver, let me see.
And then I lost you altogether.
I cannot see you.
You can't. Do you want to call me back?
Click the camera icon, okay?
Yeah, let's see if...
All right, give me one
Can you see me?
Yes.
And I can see, now, am I clear? Do I look clear?
Yes, I see you very well.
Okay, well, you're very fuzzy.
A ver. Here is the speed test.
Okay. All right, so at any rate, let's see. I want to do...
Print that.
Three chords.
Yes.
And then we go back to the G minor again.
The G sharp minor. That's
G sharp minor.
That's what you get.
And then we go G minor. Oh, okay. So that's the introduction. Oh, and it says two times each. When you say two times each, it's each chord.
Every chord is of those two lines are played. Repeat it.
Okay.
Let's repeat it again. Put okay. Example 14 and let's try to play it.
Okay. Example 14. Go back to the beginning of example 14. 14.
I mean, one moment, let's read it again. We have one chord here. We repeat that twice and then E. Then. And then again back. So just three chords.
Yeah, I understand it. It's just now I need to internalize it because I just can't think
that's
fast
right.
enough yet.
I don't expect you to play it right away, but just to know that at least it's low. Mm-hmm. It's loaded chords. And then we have the arpeggio for the bridge. Let's read that.
Okay, now you want to, it says theme and then it says bridge, but we jump down to bridge at this point?
A ver, vamos a ver, déjame verlo eso ahí, let me see. I put this one and then I can read it also with you. Let's see. Oh, here it is. So we have... There is the theme is... So just with fingers... With the red fingers. We have just the bracket notes we don't play, we just play this. And then...
And then we play... I don't see any difference between the G, G sharp minor and the E. They're the same.
Exactly. There is
everything's
no
the same. Okay, everything.
That would be theme and bridge. Let me show you how it sounds. Put example one to show you the theme.
Example one. Okay, I need to go back here. We're playing that at four. What count are you playing that at?
Four. That's four beats. That's what I counted. I got this one, two, three, four, one. To do it really slow, this thing, we need to go with the metronome. Let's put the example that has the metronome on that. Put the number 17.
17.
Four, one, two, three, four. Wait. That would be a different example. This part, the bridge line. The bridge line would be.
Okay.
On the example,
6644.
Yes.
Is that it?
So with that, and then that. Let's read that with the fingering that it says there. It's a thumb, index middle thumb.
Where does it say that?
Below the four. You read four fours. Four, 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 right? Then it says finger two, and then below that it says P.
Let's see. Where am I looking? This is in the bar chord on the fourth.
That is the. Let me see. This 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line, third bar.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, down there.
Yes.
Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only six bars in there.
That's right. Read the third one.
The third bar. Okay. I just lost my place, I think. 1, 2, third bar. Okay, and that's 4-4-1. No, 4-4. It's 4-4.
No, the fingers indicated there are finger 2, finger 3, and finger 4, not bar. It doesn't say bar 4.
Oh.
That's right. Okay, we have. Then we have. Then we have. Okay, next.
Okay.
Next.
Next is 6-4-6. So then we move.
No. Finger two on the sixth fret, sixth string.
Wait a minute. Six, six. Oh. Then the next one is 7, 6, and 8. We're still 7, 6, and 8. Let's see, 7, 6, and 8. Is that right?
See, that's right.
And then 8, 7, 8. Sharp, we do a, and I guess that is barred at 4. Something coming through here.
A ver, let me see. I did send you the page, and I send you the other thing. Okay, that's right. So this last one is the one that we need to read. Then we have the chords of the arpeggio, and those ones are also explained here.
Okay, I didn't receive anything. Did you send something?
No, I did send already.
Because, oh, okay, we, that was on the previous call, before...
Because we call again, it went up.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, it sounded like you were typing something in, but I didn't see anything.
Yes, because I was trying to see when is this message, and then it went below.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I see. Okay.
Also, we have here a theme bridge and hand claps. That's right. And this is the theme of the bridge. Then we have the chords explained on example 11.
Example 11. I should probably be writing these down. So we've talked about.
No, you have it in the description. On the description of the video.
Okay.
You have all the specifications. Everything is there.
So I'm going to click on 11. 11.
On the 11, it says there, chords explained. It's okay. All on the list.
All right.
Okay, the chords are G-sharp minor, which is, well, you can find the tabs in the description of this video. And
so, Bruce, what we will do is, one moment, put pause.
Okay.
What we will do is that you print this page. Learn the basic arpeggio, this, and then the theme, and then we will also try to read the arpeggio of the bridge part.
So okay, that's so
two parts, basic part and bridge, just two.
Okay, we'll basic
read one,
and bridge.
And then I wanted to read the other as a homework.
Okay, now should I play along with one of these examples?
That's
the
right. But once you know it, because now you don't still know, you need to play it before a bit alone, and then put the examples of the video and practice with that.
Okay. Now, which video when I finally get it internalized, which video do I want to practice with?
Because it's the only one that I sent you today. Today I sent you two links. One is the PDF
But on that video we had 18 or more examples. Which example do I want to click on? The metronome?
That's right. Look, that you will do with the number 3. Well, the number 3 is the first thing you have to do is this example here. Example 3. I send you now so that you don't forget.
Okay.
This one. Example 3.
Okay.
This is the one that we need to do, and then we also need to, of course, the slow one is here for the arpeggio slow with the metronome. Okay.
And that was 17?
That's right, and then 14, but the slow ones are these two first.
Okay.
This is the two first I wanted to do. Look here. First, 14 and 15, and then number 3.
Oh, 14 and 15. 14... 15, then 3, then
and then
7.
3, and then 4, right?
What was it? Okay, 14 and 15, I guess that's explanation. Oh, slow metronome, 14 and 15, slow bridge, okay.
That's right, one is a page and the other is a pitch.
Okay, and then...
Okay, Bruce, I need to leave you now.
Okay.
I will see you next
two weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay, thank
you. Un abrazo.
Bye.
Un abrazo, thank you.